When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into another edition of Home Run Throwback. I am Jimmy Morris, at Jim Morris MCM on Twitter. You can see miracles.com. Today is Thursday, January 18th, coming to you from snow-covered Nashville. It's been a crazy week here, and looks like it's going to keep on going for a few more days. So I hope everybody's warm and safe. So we have a few updates, I guess, on the coaching search. The biggest news so far, I think, has been that Brian Callahan is supposed to come into Nashville for a second interview. All these interviews that they've done so far, they've done over Zoom. And so there was news yesterday that they're bringing Brian Callahan in for a second interview. I think Brian Callahan would be a really good hire. Again, we don't know any of these guys that have just been coordinators, which I think is everybody on their list. I guess Dan Quinn. They've talked to Dan Quinn. He's the only one on the list so far, if I'm remembering correctly, that has been a head coach before. And Dan Quinn went to a Super Bowl. I mean, I don't want Dan Quinn, but I've made no, you know, bones about my preference being they hire an offensive guy. But you never know when a guy makes the leap from being a coordinator to being a head coach. You don't know how that's going to go. It's a completely different skill set. It's a different deal, right? Callahan has been around for a long time. He's the OC with the Bengals, has worked with a lot of good quarterbacks, has done a good job with those quarterbacks. By all accounts, he has a pretty strong hand in what the Bengals do on offense. I mean, it's Zach Taylor that's calling the plays and all that kind of stuff, but Callahan and him kind of work hand in hand on that stuff. So you would be getting a guy that I would assume would probably call the offensive plays. Don't know that for sure, but you're getting a guy that would definitely be the designer of the offense. Okay. And so that's, again, my preference for the head coach is the guy that comes in with his own offense, so that if the offense is good, that guy stays. Even if you lose the offensive coordinator because he gets hired to go somewhere else to be a head coach, the guy who actually designed the offense and is doing that kind of stuff is still there. So that's why it's my preference that they go with an offensive guy. It doesn't have to be. Doesn't mean it's the only way they can go about it. Plenty of defensive coaches have had a lot of success, are still coaching and being successful. So I'm not going to – it's not cause for like a riot if it's a defensive guy, but I would prefer an offensive guy. I think Callahan would be an excellent choice. His dad has been a coach forever, is an offensive line coach. Don't know that he would – I don't know how all that would work, but – the Titans need a good offensive line coach, so you've got that. He's got that in his family line, at least, I guess you could say. So they'll bring him in, and we'll get another round of guys that will come in for second interviews, I'm assuming. They still, to my knowledge, haven't completed interviews with the two Lions guys. There was a report yesterday that Aaron Glenn, the Lions defensive coordinator, is the preference, or whoever wrote that article is predicting that the Titans are going to hire. Now, they haven't interviewed him yet, so that's really just speculation at this point. So I don't know, again, how much there is to that. But all that we know so far, Callahan's coming in for a second interview. I think that's a good thing. Process continues to roll along. And if they want to hire any of these guys, either the Lions guys, Mike McDonald, the Ravens defensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick, the Texans offensive coordinator, they obviously have to wait till those teams are done. So you have a little bit of a timeline there. Slowick has not started interviewing yet, which I found interesting. Hasn't even started doing the Zoom stuff yet. So I don't know. Maybe he doesn't get a job this cycle, but assuming that the Texans offense is good again next year, he would be at the top of pretty much everybody's list next year, coming from the Shanahan tree, all those things. So that's kind of where the Titans coaching search is at. Mike Vrabel doesn't have a job. We were told that the Titans would be crazy to move on from Mike Vrabel. He'll have a job the next day. Well, we're a week and a half into this, and Mike Vrabel hasn't even gotten an interview. Of course, the reports now are that he may decide to take a year off because the last 2 years have been really hard on him, bless his heart. But, again, I think Vrabel's a good coach. I think Vrabel will get another head coaching job, and he may very well be successful somewhere else. But there is not the line that some people were predicting there would be, you know, knocking down the door to hire him once he is no longer the coach here, right? So maybe Amy Adams Strunk didn't make the crazy decision. And again, when you read through everything, we've been over all this, but when you read through everything and you see that, you know, his vision and her vision were different, well, everybody has to have the same vision. Now, the vision with Amy Adams Strunk, Randy Carthon may not be the right one. It may not work out, but it's definitely not going to work out if everybody's not on the same page, everybody's having the same vision. So, you know, again, I don't have any problem with the fact that they moved on from him. And just again, hope they get this one right. And again, so much of that is going to depend on Will Levis and how he is. So anyway, that's kind of where we're at. We'll get more news next week because you'll have, you know, four more teams eliminated this weekend. If one of those teams is the Lions and their two coordinators, that stuff will really ramp up. And so some of these guys will come off the board. The other interesting thing that we've kind of been, that a lot of people have been watching, Jim Harbaugh interviewed with the Chargers and the Falcons. And I think he ends up with the Falcons. I mean, with the Chargers, sorry. We'll see about that. Belichick interviewed with the Falcons. And I think that Arthur Blank wants to make the Falcons owner wants to make a big splash. So wouldn't be surprised if Belichick ends up there. But, you know, we're a couple weeks into this and nobody's been hired yet. Now, that's not a huge surprise because, again, you got playoff teams and guys want to get teams want to interview those guys. So all this process takes a little bit longer this time of year. But just a couple interesting notes there. So we'll kind of keep an eye on that and see how it all goes. All right, that'll do it for today. Again, we have a tracker up at musicmiracles.com. It's pinned on the front page, so bookmark that page. Every time we have an update, we're throwing it in there so you can keep track of everything that's going on there. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at JMorrisMCM and the podcast Home Run Throwback. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Like, rate, review, subscribe, provide feedback, anything that you have, I'd love to hear and try to work that in. All right, so that'll do it for today. We will be back at you when updates, when updates are there that we can come on and talk about. So thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again later. Home Run Throwback is a part of the Fans First Sports Network.